Now I know Spanish Harlem are not just pretty words to say. So you have to queue up for a bit to see the Mona Lisa. And when you see it, what does everyone think? Oh, that enigmatic smile. No, they don't think that. Oh, what a brilliant painting. No, they definitely don't think that. It's not very good, is it? People's first thought is always the same. That is a lot smaller than I thought it was going to be. So small. And I guess this is a bit of a sequel to episode 99, BTS Dynamite, where I talk about penis size, my own included. And on the complete opposite end of the scale are those penises that are smaller than you think they're going to be. So I have a friend, loose acquaintance, and we have a mutual friend, and she got a bit drunk one night and said, I've got a big secret about, let's not give him his real name, let's call him Sasquatch. I've got a big secret about Sasquatch. Which is quite apt, actually. He's a big, good-looking guy. And I was like, cool, what is it? And she said, you can't tell anyone. And I said, of course. Of course I won't tell anyone. I'll just change his name to Sasquatch and tell the world on my podcast. I love it when people do this. You know, you can't tell anyone thing. You had the secret and you want to tell someone. I'm not the first person you've told. I won't be the last. You're basically telling anyone and telling them not to tell anyone, but you're telling everyone. A few drinks inside, you're telling literally anyone. People at a bus stop, shame on you. But you know, I love juicy gossip as much as the next person. I don't really, but you know, I just thought, you know, you want to tell me. It's a service, isn't it? You want to tell me. Just tell me. So she said, this guy, Sasquatch, Nathan, he has a tiny penis. And I was like, right, how is that news? And she said, no, seriously, you're not understanding me. I don't mean it's just small, it's tiny. It's a micro penis. It's not really a penis. It's like a nub. And I said, describe it to me. And she said, it's like a clitoris. It's this big erect. She opened her fingers to about a centimetre. And I'm like, bullshit, that's not true. And she said, yes, it is true. And then she started to describe it further and she started to laugh. And she said, it's white as well. It's whiter than you think. It's like a perfect white little cone. And I said, you're taking the piss now. And she said, I'm not, I swear. She said, you know those perfect little white cones you get on the end of pull cord bathroom light switches? It's that. And I said, fuck off, I don't believe you. And she said, I swear. And you can't tell anyone. And then she just continued to laugh again. You know, she's not the only person that's described men with small penises to me. And more than often, the story ends the same way. The woman says, I can't really have sex with that, you know. And they say it sometimes to the man's face. And I just can't begin to imagine how that makes the man feel. It's terrible, right? There are lots of other things you can do, obviously, to give someone pleasure. And then the woman just says to you, nah, it's not going to work. I need more than a nub. And I just felt sorry for this guy. And I thought, how awful that someone can be defined by their penis size. You know, it's a lovely, attractive guy, inside and out. There's so much more to this guy than his tiny micro penis. Who cares? Who cares? about the smallest penis in the world. Well, Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatters, sons of bankers, sons of lawyers, turn around and say good morning to the night. For unless they see the sky, and they can't, and that is why. Who cares about the smallest penis in the world? But then every time I saw this guy about, you know, we'd be talking about life and comedy and the state of the world, and all I could think was, you've got a tiny penis. You've got a tiny penis, man. And then I started to imagine this tiny centimeter long pristine white cone like you get on the end of a bathroom pull cord light switch. So that was in my head. Every time I saw this guy. So anyway, I'm at the Louvre in Paris with my girlfriend, and randomly, even though me and Sasquatch both live in the UK, I see this guy across the hall in the Louvre. As I say, big guy, very attractive. And I'm like, oh my God, it's this guy, it's Sasquatch. And she says, who's Sasquatch? And I say, he's a friend from London. And then I immediately look at all the paintings on the wall that we've been looking at and commenting on. There's loads of nudes. And my girlfriend has been commenting that most, if not all of the women have like big breasts, and she's been commenting that when the men were painted, they always had average or small penises, because all of these artists were men, she said. This was her theory. So they had one eye, so to speak, on not making men feel bad. So they had average or small size pieces, but they didn't care about the women's feelings, so they gave them all big, beautiful, buxom breasts. You know, my girlfriend had small breasts, and she said, they don't care, do they? They don't care about representing women properly, you know, all shapes and sizes of women. So this was going through my head as I saw Sasquatch across the hall. I thought, shit, I'm going to introduce you to Sasquatch, and then you'll just carry on this conversation we're having about small penises, and either he'll feel bad about his small white conical porcelain penis, or worse still, he will think that I know about his small clitter penis and I've been telling my girlfriend about it. So I just blurted it out. And I said to my girlfriend, don't talk about penis size in front of this guy, because he referred, he has a really, really small penis. Like the fucking end of a pull cord light switch. My girlfriend said, what are you talking about? And I looked up again and realised it isn't Sasquatch. It isn't my friend. It's just someone that looks like him from a distance. And I suddenly realise what's going on here. What's happening in my life now? I start to realise any mention of big or small penises, like my girlfriend was talking, I start to imagine this guy. I start to picture this guy and his tiny penis. I hate my friend for describing my friend's tiny penis in such detail that that's now all I can think about. All I thought about. As I looked at the Mona Lisa, I just thought how tiny it was, and I just pictured my friend's tiny penis. Everywhere I look now, there's this tiny penis. So I just want to say to everyone describing penises out there, people you've slept with, it's not fair. It's not fair, because all I can think about now is tiny penises. Tiny penis. Tiny penis. Well, tiny penis and penis. Penis, tiny penis, tiny penis. Tiny penis, tiny penis. That's all I can think about. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Size does not matter. Get this tiny penis out of my head. Ultimately, size does not matter. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. But that said, as I said on episode 99, BTS Dynamite, I have a really big penis. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. I could equally just have a tiny penis, tiny micro penis, but I don't. I have a big penis. Just look at the drawer. Like the Mona Lisa. Shit, tiny thing. Loved the world over. You never know. A tiny penis could get worldwide global acclaim. Who knows? Depends how this episode does on downloads, I guess. Let's see. But it's not the size of the downloads. It's the size of the... No, it is the size of the download. Massive downloads is better, yeah. But not with penis size. It's all the same. You know? I don't care. I'm not obsessed. Tiny penis. Tiny penis. Tiny penis. Tiny, 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 tiny penis.